by request and by observation.
Dr. Jennings, did you want to say anything?
Yeah. Ms. Michael?
Ms. Michael, can you respond to some of those questions or comments that she made, please?
So the board update that was sent last Friday indicated that we've reviewed 2,540 transactions, and this represents 100%. So they've looked at 100% of the expenditure transactions and 77% of the revenue transactions. So we're rounding the bend on this. I can certainly have a conversation with the analyst tomorrow to get her projection of when they might finish the revenue transaction review, and can provide that information for you. But they have made great strides in the last couple of weeks.
I have a comment on that. When I appreciate the Friday update, what I don't appreciate is the fact that we have no clarity on what that means as far as the details behind it. What did they adjust? What were those kinds of expenses that were found to be needed to be reallocated? Some reasoning behind it, some detail of that. And how is that going to occur? And how does interest play into that at all? Would we have to calculate an interest that a CFD would charge inappropriately so that interest along with the monies would be returned or reallocated appropriately? In other words, if we're paying a bill under one CFD where that bill shouldn't have been paid from, and we're going to reallocate the expense over here, are we going to give some kind of interest back into this fund so that it gets not only the money back but whatever it would have had?
So the CFDs are actually in one fund, and so you, even though they're segregated,
it seems to me if we're tracking it, the revenue's coming in, that means the revenue belongs to the CFD.
Correct.
Right? It's in one fund, but you're going to portion out that interest, and it might be very minimal, but it could be. I don't know, because we don't have that information, but over the time that it was incorrectly charged, it could add up. I think that we need, and we can't tell because we don't have any of the detailed information. We just have a generalized number that you gave us. I apologize, because I thought it looked to me like it was a little bit lower than what you just stated at being 100%, so I'm surprised. Maybe I read the wrong update, but I would like to see more detail in the schedule. I think what we were expecting is something similar that was presented by the firm that made the recommendation, that you would see the details of what went, you know, they had a list of expenses, and you kind of could see where things were being reallocated. I would want that made public. I think the public would expect to see that information. So whatever spreadsheet you have, put it out there. If it's 100% done, then put it out where people can look at it and understand what happened. And I think that we need to clearly, there's other pieces with Prop O. I think it's more with Prop O, if that's the case, that we need to look at. But if they don't see that information, they're still going to come and ask questions. Thank you.
So with the board's direction, what we can do is we can assess where we are in finalizing all of those numbers. And if it's impacting our day-to-day budget analyst work, then we can certainly, with the board's direction, look for some outside help to get us through that, over that hump.
Okay.
So
That sounds like a good plan for everyone?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I would like to see that. Because we have been waiting. They've been waiting and asking for a lot of this information, especially the Prop O people, for more than, years. So I would definitely say it takes a little bit more than assessing the situation and where we're at now. I think we've heard it, the Prop O committee, we've heard here, and we've witnessed it or heard from our people that work within the district that there is a need to really organize.
Catch up.
They don't know a lot. They don't have, I think Mr. Aguirre can attest to the fact that of what we heard and what he has assessed so far, they don't have the paperwork together, and we need to get it together. And if that system, if you need somebody coming in to take a look at what's going on, to pull those files and start organizing them and putting them into a database, because apparently the staff is not able to do that adequately. And we are tired of waiting. I think that's the bottom line. We're out of time. We need it done. And so I would say that based on that recommendation, that you do bring in somebody to help with that.
I hear you loud and clear. We will get that done.
Thank you.
So, Frank?
Yes.
So, here. So I agree with that in regards to the assessing what needs to be happening with the CFD accounting. And then maybe having Dr. Janney and Moises and that team figure out where we're at in regards to all that information that has been requested for every month, every meeting since I've been here, and see what is needed there to help make that happen in a timely manner. I know we've been telling the public and the COC president and that group of volunteers that give us some time. We're gonna make it happen. Well, now is the time. We're all here. We're all in place, and let's just try to. I'm not trying to say that the staff hasn't been doing their job. They're overwhelmed. They're overworked. But we need to catch up with everything and just go from there and start with all. So we have all the information and then go forward and try to maintain that as best we can.
Okay. I think Dr. Janney has marching orders, so so we'll go ahead and do that. I'd just like to thank you for, first of all, listening to us 2 weeks ago and bringing back the information that we asked for. Thank you very much. And in terms of the communication piece, again, I don't know that I agree with Ms. Hall. I don't know that we need to send every homeowner something. I mean, that would be nice, but I don't know what the expense would.
No, I don't want to send to every home. She
well,
said
everyone who's a homeowner within a CFD. That's what I understood that was the plan. Some kind of correspondence. Wasn't that what I heard?
You said that I asked for that.
I said I agreed with you
sorry.
I don't know that that's a legitimate expenditure. Play the tape. Yeah. No. But, I think that I think some kind of communication, and I know that every CFD, every neighborhood doesn't have a HOA, or they don't have a communication aspect to the HOA, and most of them are managed by an outside agency. So, but at least the attempt, I think that would be a good start for this year, and then we'll see how it goes, and then maybe expand on that next year or make modifications as we see fit. But I do want to acknowledge the fact that you did listen to us and you put everything in that we asked for, and I really appreciate that. So thank you very much. Any other comments?